Hello?
Hello, my name is Jenny and I'm calling you from Opinion Research. I would like to ask you a few questions concerning the problems facing our nation, state, and local communities. Are you registered to vote?
Yeah.
Thank you. Am I speaking to Juan?
Yeah.
Thank you. I see that you have initially or that you have previously started this survey. I will highly appreciate if we can get it completed now. I am going to read you a list of statements about different kind of immigrants. For each, please tell me whether you agree or disagree that the president should take action to protect them. The first statement says, President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants who pass a background check and have been living in and working in the United States for over 10 years. Do you agree or disagree to that statement?
I would.
You can choose between.
I would just,
go ahead.
I would probably be in the. It would be in the middle on that.
Okay, the options are strongly agree, somewhat agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree.
I'll go with somewhat disagree.
Thank you. Next statement. President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants, most of whom have lived in the United States for more than 10 years, who pass a background check and cannot safely return to their home countries due to war, natural disasters, and other dangerous conditions.
Some would disagree.
Okay. President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants, most of whom have lived in the United States for over 10 years, who pass a background check and are married to American citizens.
Some would disagree.
Okay. President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants, most of whom have been living in the United States for over 10 years, who pass a background check and work essential jobs as farm workers.
Somewhat agree.
Somewhat agree. Thank you so much. Please tell me whether President Biden enacting each of the following programs related to immigration reform will make you more or less likely to vote for him in the 2024 election. The first statement says, a program that grants work permits to undocumented immigrants who are married to American citizens, most of whom have lived in the United States for more than 10 years, so they can work essential jobs and contribute to our economy. Would that make you more or less likely to vote for him in the 2024 election?
I mean, it depends. I'll go with less likely because I'm not going to vote for him regardless.
Okay,
but,
would that be...
I mean,
I'm sorry to interrupt.
What was that?
Would that be somewhat less likely or much less likely?
Somewhat less likely.
Okay. A program that grants permits to undocumented immigrants who cannot safely return to their home countries due to dangerous conditions, most of whom have lived in the United States for more than 10 years, so they can work essential jobs and contribute to our economy. Would that be much more likely, somewhat less likely, somewhat more likely, or much less likely?
Somewhat less likely.
Okay. A program that keeps families together by ensuring undocumented immigrants who are married to American citizens, most of whom have lived in the United States for more than 10 years, are protected from deportation.
Somewhat less likely.
Okay, thank you so much. A program that keeps families together by ensuring undocumented immigrants who cannot safely return to their home countries due to dangerous conditions, most of whom have lived in the United States for over a decade, are protected from deportation.
Somewhat less likely.
Thank you. A program that keeps families together by ensuring that undocumented foreign workers, most of whom have worked in the United States for over a decade, are protected from deportation.
Somewhat less likely,
okay. A program yep. that grants work permits to undocumented foreign workers, most of whom have lived in the United States for over a decade, so they can continue to work essential jobs and contribute to our economy.
Somewhat more likely,
okay. A program that grants work permits and temporary protections for undocumented immigrants who cannot safely return to their home countries due to dangerous conditions to relieve pressure on cities and states experiencing an increase in the arrivals of vulnerable migrants.
Somewhat less likely.
I appreciate it. Please indicate if you are very concerned, somewhat concern, a little concern, or not at all concern about each of the following. Donald Trump and the Republicans use racist stereotypes about Hispanics as a way to scare and divide voters, leading to more hate in our communities. Are you concerned about that? Or how concerned are you regarding that statement?
I'm not concerned.
Not at all concerned?
Nope.
Okay. Joe Biden and Democrats made promises about immigration reform during the campaign, but always fail to deliver once they have won.
I'm very concerned because they always lie.
Okay. Donald Trump and the Republicans have proposed extreme immigration measures like getting rid of the asylum, internment camps near to the border, and massive raids to deport millions of migrants.
Not concerned at all. It needs to be done.
Okay. Joe Biden and Democrats have failed to deliver an earned pathway to citizenship for undocumented immigrants who have lived in the United States for over a decade.
Concerned? I'm very concerned on that.
Very concerned, okay. Donald Trump and Republicans believe chaos on the border benefits them politically, so they kill a bipartisan deal in Congress to provide more resources to secure the border and reform our immigration system.
Not concerned at all. It needs to happen.
Okay, I appreciate it. I am going to read you the different approaches President Biden and the former President Trump have proposed when it comes to immigration, and I would like for you to tell me which approach comes closer to your own view, even if neither is exactly right. The first approach for Joe Biden is, says we must create an orderly and secure process at the border and protect immigrants who have lived in this country for many years or decades. Donald Trump says, we must shut down the border and conduct massive raids to deport all undocumented immigrants, no matter how long they have been living in this country. Which approach comes closer to your own view, Biden's approach or Trump's approach?
Trump's approach.
Okay, would you say somewhat closer to your view or much closer to your view?
Much closer.
You said Trump's approach, correct?
Yep.
Thank you. And after hearing some more information, let me ask you again about this November's election. If the election for president were held today, would you be voting for the Democrat Joe Biden, Republican Donald Trump, Green Party candidate Jill Stein, or independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr.?
Donald Trump.
Thank you. As best you can say, do you personally know anyone who is undocumented or in this country without papers?
Yes, I do.
Okay, and what is the relationship to them? Are you their Are they your coworker, acquaintance, family member, or friend?
I have family, I have friends, I have coworkers, I have people that I know.
Okay. So in this case, okay, let's go ahead and put, I mentioned family, so let's go ahead. In a typical week, do you use any of the following sources to get your news and information? So we'll go ahead and read to you some sources. Please let me know which of those do you use to get your news and information. I have MSNBC and CNN or other major news network channels or websites, Spanish language radio programs, WhatsApp, TikTok, Fox News channel or website, Facebook, OAN or Newsmax, YouTube, Instagram, Univision or Telemundo. Which of those sources do you use the most?
I use YouTube.
Okay. Would you like to add any other?
No, that's the one I listen to is YouTube, just a bunch of channels on YouTube.
Okay. Finally, I would like to ask you a few questions for statistical purposes only. From which country or territory does your family trace their heritage?
Mexico.
Okay. Were you born on the United States mainland, on the island of Puerto Rico, or in another country?
Yeah, I was born in the United States.
Okay, thank you. Were either of your parents born on the island of Puerto Rico or in another country?
Yeah, my mom and dad were born in Mexico.
Thank you. What language do you primarily speak in your home? Always English, more English than Spanish and English equally, more Spanish than English, or always Spanish?
About 50-50 English and Spanish.
Equally Spanish and English, okay. Generally speaking, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, Republican, or what?
I consider myself independent but right now Republican.
Thank you. Would you call yourself a strong Republican or not very strong Republican?
Not very strong.
Okay. Thinking in political terms, would you say that you are liberal, moderate, or conservative?
I would probably lean more moderate.
Okay. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
Associate's degree in college.
Okay, thank you. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Oh, no, you're good. I was just going to say that's like 2 years of college.
Okay, thank you. Let's see. Got you. What is your religion, if any?
Catholic.
Thank you. And finally, strictly for verification purposes by my supervisor, can I have your first name?
Juan, J-U-A-N.
Thank you. Thank you so much for your time. Are you interested in participating in a follow-up research study? Participants in this research study are compensated for their time in sharing their opinions in a more in-depth and open-ended way. Can we know that you're interested in a follow-up research study and that we may contact you in the future?
Yeah, you guys can contact me.
Okay. Well, in that case, these were all the questions that I had for you tonight. Thank you so much for helping me out, and I hope you enjoy the rest of your day.
Yeah, you too. I hope you have a good night.
You too.